the head coach at BYU. He's in his third season as Cougars head coach. BYU is 3-1. They're number 20 in the AP poll. Huge showdown Saturday. Number 20 BYU and number 11 Washington. I consider him a very good friend of the program. We are joined by BYU head coach Kalani Sitake. Kalani, it's so good to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
It's good to be in the jungle. Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you in the jungle, coach. You beat number 6 Wisconsin in their place earlier this month, and then you followed that up with a win against McNeese State this past Saturday. The game against McNeese State got off to kind of a slow start, but then you found your rhythm in the second quarter. My question is, how pleased were you with your guys once they got rolling and they seized control of that game before it became a real issue or even too late?
Well, I thought McNeese came ready to play, and they started out fast, you know, and we took a while to get going, but I think you have to give McNeese credit for what they did in the game. Our guys didn't respond the right way to adversity, but after a while, we got used to it, and I was pleased with the outcome. I mean, if you would have told me before the game that we would win 30-3, I would take it no matter how it came. And there's no such thing as an ugly win, but we learned a lot about our team that week, and we overcame some adversity. That's like we do every week, and so we're looking forward to the next challenge and really excited to go up to Seattle and share the field with the University of Washington.
It's a huge challenge, which I'll get to in a minute. Kalani Sitake, my guest. You know, late in the fourth quarter against McNeese State, there was a fumble in their territory. You broke off a 20-yard run to get inside their 10. You could have easily tried to punch it in and make the scoreboard look even better, but you didn't do that. How come?
I didn't think that there was a need for us to get there and punch it in. I know that it would be a cool experience for some of our players, but I'm really big on showing sportsmanship in class and in football, you know, and it's not worth it for us to sacrifice points just to get a touchdown. And I learned that from Lavelle Edwards. As a player under him, we did the same thing. And so it's not anything unique to me. I just think that that's just the best way to handle the game. And we play the game with sportsmanship in class and definitely respect our opponents. And I respect McNeese, and I just didn't think we needed to throw that into the mix.
You know, can I say it's not unique to you, but it was unique to Lance Guidry, who's the McNeese State head coach, and he really appreciated it. He tweeted, Kalani Sitake is a class act. Most coaches in today's coaching world would have scored that last touchdown. Coach is a man of character and class, and BYU is lucky to have him. Good luck next week, and God bless. You know, again, you learned this from Lavelle Edwards, and it might not seem unusual to you, but what did that mean to hear that from a fellow coach and a peer?
It means the world, you know, and I life as a coach, especially a head coach, is not easy, and so I just appreciate those type of words coming from Lance, and there's a lot of great coaches out there that would have done the same thing, and so I think that you know, I'm probably getting too much recognition for something that most guys would have done anyways.
I thought it was cool. Kalani Sitake joining us. I thought it was great. Now, one of the things that's been really interesting to watch this year has been the development of the offense and all the misdirection and pre-snap movement the new coordinator Jeff Grimes has brought with him. You know, personally, your coaching roots has been more on the defensive side. So what was it about the offense that initially caught your attention?
Well, as our offense was set, I with our new coaches, you know, Jeff Grimes wanted to work with his whole coaching staff, and they tried to look at our talent on our team and something that they could really develop and have a foundation set and be able to spread the ball out a little bit more. So I think he's utilizing all our talent on our team, and I've been pleased with how it's working. I mean, everything could be better in so many different ways in all three phases, but for the most part, our guys are playing good, disciplined football, and they're not making a lot of mistakes. But I think we're ready to have a good offensive explosion soon, and hopefully that'll be this Saturday.
Now, how about what you're seeing so far? Like, it can always be better, but when you're running these jet sweeps or fly sweeps, you've got the motion, you've got the shifts. It's a lot to ask of your quarterback. So what do you make of the way Tanner Mangum has handled all of this, and how impressed are you with him?
Yeah, and I think he, you know, with Tanner, he doesn't get a lot of the credit for all the decisions that he has to make. We do a lot of things that we put on his shoulders, and we feel comfortable with the decisions that he makes. Whether to switch a play or call an audible or stick with it or to add a shift or motion to it. He does a lot of that and makes decisions, game time decisions within the 40-second clock, and been really pleased with how he manages the game. And he's been, you know, for the most part, taking care of the football. We lost the one game that he threw two picks in. And so the three games that we haven't thrown interceptions, I think he realizes that it's important to take care of the football. and we're going to get some really good defenses. So I think it's we're developing as an offense, and I feel good about the foundation that's set in our offense right now.
BYU head coach Kalani Sitake, my guest. Listen, I know you've got a major challenge ahead of you, but it's hard for me not to acknowledge or to ask you about what happened in Madison a couple of weeks back. Camp Randall is notoriously tough. That is a tough, tough environment. But you went in there and you handed the Badgers their first non-conference home loss in 15 years. Just how big a win was that for the program?
It was a lot of fun. And really wanted to see how much improvement we could make from a year. The year before, we got manhandled by them. And being able to go up there, it was really good for us to see where we match up in the standard of physical football, which is what Wisconsin is. They're the top of it all. So wanted to see how much improvement we made, how much bigger and stronger we got. And we felt really comfortable going into the game with our preparation. And our players felt confident. So it was confirmed that we could hang with the big boys. And now we have to keep that rolling and not just be at a one-hit wonder. You know, we got to keep building on this and make it a strength for us and our program. But that was a great learning experience for our guys. And we had a lot of fun, and we were fortunate to come out with a win.
You know, in terms of physical football, I know what that meant to you and how proud you were because you gave game balls to the strength and conditioning staff. You know, Kalani, I was in Wisconsin not long ago, and they walked me through that facility. I'd never been there before, and that is a part of their DNA. That's a really physical, physical program. So to me, for you to stand in the trenches the way you did and trade with them, I think was really impressive. So now the focus is all number 11, Washington, and a trip to their place this weekend. When you look at Chris Peterson's team, what is the number one thing that concerns you?
Well, they're super efficient, well coached, and their guys love football. And so I've been really impressed with their team in all three phases. You always try to look for holes in different places, and there is none, which is a huge compliment to the coaching staff and Chris Peterson as the head coach. I've been really impressed with their culture, and we admire them just like we admire Wisconsin going to their stadium and seeing their team and their program. Same thing goes for Washington. We admire them, and we really want to see how we match up against the best, and that's why we're excited about the schedule. We get to go to Washington and play an 11th-ranked team that has a coach that's well-known, and they're a national powerhouse. So, you know, we get to see how we measure up, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm really impressed with their team. And, you know, we'll see if we can hang with them.
You know, he spoke really highly of your defense and the ability to keep plays in front of them. He feels like some of that comes from facing your offense in practice on a regular basis. So how much does seeing that offense help improve your defense?
Oh, tremendously. We have a physical O-line that got bigger and stronger. Our D-line got bigger and stronger. Everybody on our team, we felt like we got stronger. So the physical part of the game, I thought we improved on. Right. And so it gave us a lot of confidence, but that's just not the entire game, is the physical part. I think for us, we're built on toughness. And so at BYU, it's hard. Everything's hard. It's tough. It's difficult. Academics is difficult here. The honor code is difficult. And the football demands are difficult with the schedule being so front loaded, heavy and everything. But that other people have seen that as a weakness. For me, I see it as our strength. And that's what we're going to embrace, tough things. We tell recruits when they come here that if you're interested in partying, this is the wrong school, and you got to go to class. If you can't do that, we can't coach you. But that on top of the demands we have in football, it's really difficult. But if you come here and you work 4 to 5 years, it will impact the rest of your life and in such a tremendous way. And I'm living proof of that. So we build it on that, and our guys believe in it, which will allow them to behave the right way, and then we'll get the results we want.
How in the world do you argue with any of that? Kalani Sitake joining us. Speaking of toughness, before I let you go, source tells me that you're a bit of a boxing fan, an MMA fan. I got to ask you about boxing. When did you first become a boxing fan, and who were some of your favorite fighters?
I grew up loving boxing. I, my dad and I, my uncles, we all watched boxing. That's like our thing. You know, we had always had a punch bag in our garage. We play fight. We sparred with our cousins, and that's kind of how we grew up. But I like the old school, Marvin Hagler and Sugar Ray and those big time, you know, Iran Barkley, even Stonehands, Duran, you know. So I could name them. I love when Iron Mike showed up as a young teenager knocking people out. I'll watch amateur fighting. I'll watch all of that. I just can't do it as much as I do now. But now with the availability of technology, I can always watch it when I have a few minutes, because you watch some boxing, and I just like that context. But I think it's the toughest guys, and boxers have the best footwork. I admire all the hard work that they put into the fight, and they can hate each other even before a fight, but there's that admiration and respect at the end.
It's that gladiator respect, because if you're willing to step between the ropes and do what those guys do, there's always going to be that fundamental respect, or at least there should be. Klonny, you're so right. I mean, right now you can go to YouTube, but you and I came up the same way. It used to be, long before there was the internet or YouTube, it was a thing, right? It was an event. When there was a big fight and they made that fight, that was a big deal, and literally time would stop for that, right?
Oh, yeah, and you get butterflies for the fighters. You know, that you see the entrance, and it's like everything came down to Friday night fights, and you'd have these marquee big matchups, and man, I just loved it. It was so much fun to see them. And then you get to see how they train. You get to see the background of it all. You get to see the trainers, get some credit for what they do. It's a team sport, and I just think they're the toughest guys out there. And such a lot for me. It's really entertaining to watch guys get hit, and even at the point of exhaustion, still be able to power through and finish to the end.
All right. So finally, if you're an old school boxing guy, are you an MMA guy?
I like both. I mean, I appreciate the groundwork and jujitsu work and everything, the submissions, but I love knockouts, man. And I love guys that get hit and come back, and just the old school slugfest are my favorite. So I like boxing in that part, where you just see a lot of tactical punching and you know, you can't go to the ground, so you got to stand up. So I'm partial to the stand up fighters in MMA, and I love boxing.
I like striking, too. Now, Klonny, you're an extremely respectful, humble person. Where do you come out on Conor McGregor?
Respect his game. Not a big fan of how he goes about doing it, but he's a fighter. He works hard, and, you know, I think he cares about the sport. But I don't know. I like the humble guys, man. Yeah, but I say that, but then I like what Muhammad Ali was all about. I think he was more playful than anything. But I didn't mind Joe Frazier knocking him out, too.
Klonny Sitake joining us. All right, so BYU going up against Washington, number 20 BYU, number 11 Washington. Great challenge, great matchup. Third season as Cougars head coach, and I want to reiterate, a good friend of the program, Klonny, so good to visit with you. I know it's a major challenge once again this weekend, so good luck with that, and I hope we can get together and talk again soon.
Appreciate it. We're going to have a lot of fun. Got that jungle karma now.
Love it. Great to have you on. What a great attitude, too. That we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's an amazing opportunity for the program, for our players. We are going to have a lot of fun. We covet this. We have a chance to go up against a great program with a great coach on a big stage. Quote, we're going to have a lot of fun.